I found out that, you know, the book is published by Schoolhouse Press, and the background of that, you know, this Elizabeth Zimmerman, arguably our country, our country has these two incredible knitters, with Elizabeth Zimmerman and Barbara Walker. And I regrettably, you know, Elizabeth Zimmerman is no longer alive, but her daughter, Meg Swanson, created Schoolhouse Press. And they are the publishers of Knitting from the Top Down, the Walkers, and all of Walker's books. Her stitch pattern dictionaries are just phenomenal. Anybody that knows them, I've met so many people that are just, they treasure them. They are, I mean, they're called the treasury, but they're for a reason. But I got the number for Schoolhouse Press, and Meg answered. I mean, it was just this, holy cow, you know, you can't believe that you're talking to Meg Swanson. And I've since gotten to meet her, and she's equally just incredibly graceful, just kind woman. But anyway, so I told her I wanted to write Barbara a letter, and she gave me her address, and I wrote a letter. And I never thought I'd get a response. I never, you know, just, you can send stuff out into the world and sort of, you know, have that be the thing. And but I very short order later, because she answers right away, and she types everything on a typewriter, and she gets this little envelope with her name typed in the corner. I'm like, oh my goodness, you know, I couldn't believe it. I said, there's no way, but I saw the address on the corner, and I knew. And so we started writing, and I went to Florida. She lives in Florida, and then I just did the whole, you know, just viewed it as a sort of an adventure. You know, I think my closest friends knew who she was, and you know, the why I wanted to go meet her. But it was kind of, you know, that kind of adventure where, I don't know, it's just nice sometimes getting out of New York, even just being at the airport and flying out of here sometimes is sort of a very good thing for your for your psyche, because yeah. it gets very crowded. And
Well, if I can interrupt you just for a second, because I'm curious about a couple things. Now, when you started writing her, when was that? What year was that when you sent her a letter? The first letter.
What was it? 2007, 2006, around there.
Okay.
I think.
And then, how long did you guys correspond before you went to visit her?
Oh, a couple weeks, I think.
Oh, just a couple weeks. Yeah. So these were written letters.
I was on it. I was on it. I'm like, I'm coming. I'm coming. I'm coming. Yeah.
Did she invite you to come down then, or how did that transpire?
Okay. Yeah. She's. I had that, you know, curiosity. I wanted to go, and I couldn't have imagined anyone at that point that I'd want to, you know, anybody that has experience, you know, reading itself, like when you, I don't know, just one of my favorite authors had this, you know, this interview once was talking about reading as this experience where you sort of like, you could float away, like, you know, people have different relationships with books, but I think with craft books, they're especially personal, you know, and this book really, it changed something that I already had cared a lot about, which was knitting. And it, you know, I felt very connected to the book and to her. I mean, just wanting to really meet her. And just, you know, having her be receptive to it, and really just very gracious and very, you know, any chance that you can have in life for that kind of adventure or outing, do it. Because it's just, it's fun. I mean, you know, you're at the airport and you're like, I think I'm going to have a glass of champagne here at the airport, you know.
You're already celebrating.
Exactly how,
yeah, you're celebrating.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, like, does anybody here know who I'm going to meet in like a couple hours? It's crazy. It's just like one of those... And she's very unassuming. She doesn't have, I don't think, she has a little bit of a sense of, you know, her work and what she's done, but I don't think she has any, she has no sense of, she's very modest, very, very modest. And you know, she gets bright red in her face when you compliment her, and very kind and just very, very organized. Everything was so just meticulous, and she had these beautiful albums ready for me to look through, and every page had, I posted some of them on my blog. I had, you know, really crappy camera at that point. I just took some photos of some of the pages, because every photo had, you know, a picture of her in a different fully knitted outfit, just absolutely amazing amount of work that, that she, that she did, but she has an amazing life.
How old is she now?
She is, I want to say 80, 80
okay,
plus, 80. Yeah,
okay.
80,
is she still,
79, 80,
is
yeah,
she still,
80 probably.
Is she still knitting?
No, I don't think so. I think she does occasionally. I mean, I think she does appearances, but I don't think she does it. She's amazing because she has, my understanding and, you know, these conversations that I've had with her, but like she would basically take, she started knitting when she was 36 is what I wrote. I just meticulously tried to take all these notes so I would remember everything, never having knit before. And she taught herself out of a book, 36.
Wow.
Yeah, and I was 36 when I visited her, so that floored me. I was like, okay, you know, that was the start of your journey. And her contribution to the craft, it's just absolutely amazing. And to have her decision, like, her child was in school, I think that she, and it was, you know, what, while her son was in school, to pick up a different, different topic every year or every other year, or, you know, she had knitting, and then she doesn't just do something to just do it. She does it to contribute and to like push it and to mm-hmm. see what's not working and how do we work it. And I don't like doing it this way. I want to do it this way. And then having it be, you know, just absolutely, you know, I don't know. My friends would joke it's a Barbara G walk. It's a Barbara genius walker because she just, everything is about crafting it and making it better and moving it to the next. You know, she was interested in tarot cards and ended up creating a whole new deck and painting a whole new deck, having never painted before, and then writing a book on how to use the cards.
Wow.
You know, it's just like these, you know, and then she has a big painting of one of the, these paints and who does that? I mean, very few people in my experience do that. Very few people sort of look at something and it's not just, I'm going to enjoy it or, you know, which is fine. That's great. But it's her thinking is just like more of a way stratospheric level, you know, or like collecting rocks so that you have rocks when the earth was formed and like these incredible rock collection and just absolutely, just everything is to the, you know, nth degree. It's just like, how do you contribute it? And I was, this is one day, a one day visit and being able to look through, albums of, you know, whole album on blankets, you know, or knowing that in my apartment one afternoon, I decided to, you know, in this, I think it's the yellow book and the stitch dictionary or the stitch, third, the treasury of stitch patterns. I think it's the yellow book there. Is a pattern called the Baroque Cable, which I love. And it took a good many hours for me to get a square of that cable done. And I'm sitting in the back bedroom with her and there was a big chest and she's taking out all the blanks, a lot of the things from the books and things that you immediately recognize. And she took out this queen size blanket, queen size knitted blanket. And one panel of it, all the way up, was repeats of the Baroque Cable.
Wow!
Knowing what that was, the time and that, what that was, and knowing that she'd come up with that pattern, and I mean that was just one corner, and it was like, and all the other ones in a row, and then repeated all the way queen size.
Wow.
I was like, forgive me while I shake. I know, it was crazy. I was like, oh.
Yeah,
it was amazing.
So you only had one, it was just one day with her. Did you go
back? It was one day.
Were you writing a book at that point or were you did you come home and work on the book or were you already, did you know you were going to be writing a book?
I had ideas for a book when I went to see her, but I had nothing formal. I had no proposal. I had nothing formal. I had an interest in making my own things and design. But I didn't have, and I did talk to her, to Barbara a little bit about her experiences with putting things together and she's very, is incredibly encouraging, you know, don't compromise, she told me, and she's very sweet, but like, make sure that you get as much of yourself in your work. And just, I don't know, I was so hyper and like hopped up, you know, that I went back to the hotel and I had two different studs in my ears.
I read that.
I was so distracted.
No,
oh my God. It's like,
she probably didn't notice that. I mean,
No.
It's not like you had two different, like, obnoxious dangles and they didn't mash, you know?
No, they were studs. But, it's
one of those
two different stones. Two different stones of the studs.
Yeah,
I was like,
what
did I do?
Yeah.
I was so, you know, your neck's all red and you're all like, you know, you're trying to be all, you know, trying to remember everything. Just trying to, you know, thinking to myself, you know, wow, I wish I'd been related to this person because I could spend like a week looking through all these books because she's so organized and that she has everything. She just has everything in binders and folders. And to flip through a book that has things in it that are just so astounding that, and to just only get the flip through, I was like, oh, I want to take this home and read it. In a back bedroom, they had, she had, you know, pieces. She lived in Jersey before, New Jersey before she moved to Florida. And she had had a big garage sale. And she had all the pieces, all the knitted items that she hadn't sold in the garage sale were hanging in the closet. And I thought to myself, what I wouldn't give to turn back the clock.
No,
turn the hands of time
sale.
To go to that garage sale,
what
right?
What a major score for the people. And I hope that some of them knew who she was and what exactly they were buying. Because you know, it was probably some of the people had no idea what they were buying.
I know.
Which
I know.
Is like,
it was
just
I was
oh,
like,
gosh.
Oh my, I can't even talk about a potential garage sale of your items.
Yeah, I can't even think about
with
that.
A truck.
Oh my gosh. So how did this meeting with Barbara inform your work and your book? Did you correspond with her while you were going through the process of writing your book?
I think what she represents for me is this, it's a desire to, you know, always just be curious about it and not, you know, I'm not forging new techniques with the way she did, but in pattern making and creating items, her book equips you with sort of achieving any silhouette that could come into your mind. So when you create, you know, if anything, if knitters that are unfamiliar with her work, get her book. It's a gold mine. Everything, any silhouette, any template, any idea that you might have, you're sort of given that encouraging push to sort of try it.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to, you know, how can you achieve this from this? Like what template would be useful or how do you do it? And a lot of the language that she uses too is this very, you know, take charge of your knitting. It's very simple. It's surprisingly simple to design your own pieces and to make them so that they fit your body. So that they really, that they fit perfectly, so that you become so familiar with the width of your shoulders and your neck and your bust and your everything that you just, you know your body so that you, and you become so familiar with your gauge that you know the numbers that you need to increase in order to get it to when it hits your waist. You just, I mean, being able to have that sense of sort of possibility in your work,
mm-hmm.
I think is really, that's what I learned from her. It's just very sort of, you know, the message to stay true, to do what you like, you know, all the cliched things, but it's that they're actually true that you, I just think she's a guide to what's possible. I think like what you can do. And, you know, when you read the book, you think, oh, everybody should know. I can't believe everybody doesn't knit like this because it's so amazing. You start, you know, you do that. The first time I ever worked a, you know, a set and sleeve, you did the cap for the set and sleeve, I thought, why would I ever possibly go back? I can't imagine going, doing things from the bottom up anymore. If only because it hasn't been exhausted, all the things that I still want to try top down, you know, that she's got pants in there. I made a pair of pants, they didn't make them in the book. But all of the different incarnations, anything that you'd want to make, you could, you know, hats, all the top down hats are just so fun. You know, you're like, wow. That you could make things fit a certain way, or just be encouraged to experiment and to not, because you've equipped yourself with the math and you know what you're doing,
mm-hmm.
It frees your mind up to do a lot more. You're not hindered. You're not hindered in any way to just sort of go forward and try something new, which I think is really, I think it's really wonderful. I think it's really important to, you know, to feel encouraged to try new things and to not worry, oh, I can't do it. No, you can. You can totally do it. It's really easy. It's not hard. You can just look at it. Everything that you need in terms of design, in terms of technique for top-down knitting is in that book.
Well, I think it's really wonderful what you've done, too, because, as you said, you know, you were a little bit intimidated at the beginning when you saw, you know, Barbara's book and were like, oh, man. I'm going to need a lot of time for this. And it sounds like you did spend, you have to invest time if you want to learn, you know, some new techniques. But what I think is so wonderful about what you did is you studied her work and then you kind of are giving people kind of an encouragement to go back. Because I have not worked my way through Barbara's books. And I have to say, I feel all the more encouraged to go and do that now because, you know, this is kind of like, your book is going to serve as a bridge for a lot of young knitters now today who didn't grow up maybe with Barbara, like they didn't go and listen to workshops given by her. You know, you are going to be encouraging people to go back and like research and find out, okay, who is Barbara Walker if they don't know, if they're a new
knitter.
Oh,
that would make me so happy if that happens.
I mean, the new young knitters, I mean, if people are kind of teenagers now and they're getting into knitting and they don't know who she is, you know, which is hard to imagine, you know, people not knowing who she is. But, you know, for those who haven't spent a lot of time looking at her book, I mean, this is kind of, because the designs you came up with are really wonderful. And I love that you include so much, you know, and even some accessories too, you know, belts and,
I gotta have those in there.
You gotta have some arm warmers too. Those are always good to have, you know, and so, not only, and I love the dresses and skirts you have in here. They're so flattering and just, really fun. And the layered ruffle sweater is also very cute. So you're successful with your designs because they are appealing. And and I think just the wonderful thing, the most wonderful thing, is that you're encouraging people to go and study the people who, you know, were doing, you know, they were knitting before us and did some wonderful work and made some wonderful contributions. And you have made a great contribution yourself. And also you're kind of, you know, tipping your hat to Barbara and all the designers that came before us, you know, and I think that's really, really cool. So congratulations on doing that.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
When you left, after you had this day of hanging out with Barbara, is there anything she said before you left that was particularly memorable to you?
They don't compromise came at the very end.
Yeah.
And just don't be afraid because you can, there's really little that you're not going to be able to do, but things are possible. And I hope that what you say is true. That would make me very, very happy.
No,
and
I think, I really believe that.
I think that a lot of it is a matter of, you know, you can look at it as the book is just an example of what can come out of one knitter.
Right.
What can come out of your own exploration of the book is pretty amazing. And I know that there's dresses in there, but I wear a lot of them. And I know that's not everybody's bag with knitted items. And I understand that. But the beauty with the top down is you can make it into a sweater. You can
right,
do
you
anything
can stop.
You want.
You can change your mind.
I know. It's so fun.
Yeah.
It's so fun.